Credit bureaus may know a lot more about you than you think, and what they know isn't always used to calculate your credit score at the time of a loan. So what else are the credit bureaus doing with the information they're collecting? Joining us live is Anna Maria Andreotis, senior writer for MarketWatch. Anna Maria, welcome back to WTOP. Tell us about this additional information that credit bureaus are collecting.
Credit bureaus track so much more than just consumers' credit activity. It ranges from anything having to do with how often they change home addresses to what their employment records look like, former and current employers, as well as in some cases, even your salary information.
And what do they actually do with all that information? Can they profit from it?
Oh, definitely. What they end up doing with it in most cases is they actually sell this information. Credit bureaus had revenue in the U.S. of about $4 billion in 2011, and that was primarily from selling consumers' data to places like lenders, insurance companies, debt collectors, when they sell this information, it essentially gets into the hands of those other parties who do with it what they'd like.
Now, is this a new practice with some of the additional information that they're collecting other than your credit data?
It's not a new practice, but what is changing is the amount of information they're collecting. We're seeing that as time goes by, they are collecting more and more information. For instance, collecting salary information was pretty much unheard of up until the last couple of years. And in fact, at this point, the only major credit bureau that says that it does do that is Equifax, the three bureaus, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. So at least one of those three main players is currently doing that and selling salary data to places like lenders. So, for instance, when a consumer goes to apply for a mortgage or a car loan, lenders could use that salary data they have on the consumer to figure out whether or not to give them the loan.
Now, we know, as we learned recently from the Federal Trade Commission, one in five consumers has an error on at least one of the reports from the three major credit bureaus. So, and we know we're supposed to pay attention to that and try to correct it if we spot errors. But some of this other information that is also added to our file, your employer, your addresses, your salary information, what are the chances that that's incorrect, and how do we go about trying to fix it?
That's correct. The FTC's report showed that errors on these credit reports are pretty widespread. Going about fixing that problem is where many consumers end up encountering even more obstacles because the dispute process is just so difficult. Consumers are supposed to get in touch with a credit bureau, inform the credit bureau that there's an error, provide documentation proving that. The bureaus have to get back to these consumers in 30 to 45 days with a response, but what happens if the bureau comes back to you and says, you know what, there isn't an error, we're keeping your file as it is. Mm-hmm. Consumers can be stuck in these in cases like this for years, possibly even a decade or more.
Unbelievable. Well, that's important information. We appreciate you telling us about it. Anna Maria Andreotis is a senior writer for MarketWatch. And if you want more information on this, we've got a link, search credit at WTOP.com.